This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, our timing has worked out rather well today because we've been working on this for a while to have Dean Phillips in studio, and the initial plan was tomorrow. But then due to the news of the day and also a dental appointment, it has worked out better. Dave Harrigan, I will leave it to you. Should we ask him the number one question people want to know? Will he reconsider and run to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota? Or should I ask him, how much is he dreading his dentist appointment in 2 hours when his wisdom teeth will be removed?
I would like to know if he really was just playing possum for the benefit of this show, saying earlier today that he's not running for governor, only so that he could have people just quiet down about it until 2:10 p.m.
Okay, so let's do this. I want texts right now. Questions for Dean, including anecdotes about your wisdom teeth removal.
That's the worst.
Okay. Positive and negative. Can we get enough text to convince him to not go to the dentist appointment?
You know, you guys can give me as much, you know, what as you want.
Yeah.
But I do want all the listeners to know that my wisdom teeth removal this afternoon will be like a virtual massage compared to politics.
Well, that's probably
this,
true.
This is a self-care day for me.
That's probably accurate. Okay. Is there any scenario where you would run to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota? And if not, how come?
You know, Chad, I've been thinking a lot about it because I love our state. Like most Minnesotans, I'm dismayed and disgusted with, frankly, both political parties right now. And I have thought about it, but I think I'm better positioned and prepared and can be more helpful to dedicate my time and energy to help whoever might ascend to that position. And I would encourage whoever runs and succeeds to put together groups of thoughtful people on the left and right who are problem solvers. You know, the sad truth is running for office is awfully difficult these days. Serving is beautiful. It's one of the best jobs I've ever had in my life. So I do want to be helpful. I do not have the intention to run. I never say never because I've watched too many people in my private and public life have to kind of go back on their word. But it's terribly unlikely. But I do want to see a common sense person of reason who sets aside ideology in favor of competency, period. And I just hope that we ascend to that because Minnesota really needs people to stand up right now.
If the improbable happens, and you run, or when you've considered running, would you have run as a Democrat or as a third-party candidate?
You know, that's the most complicated factor these days is I'm deeply concerned about the two-party system. I've said before in our conversations, anybody who has not read George Washington's farewell address, which he wrote in 1796, I encourage you to do so because it was he, the only president in the United States in our history, who was not affiliated with a political party. And I think what he cautioned us and warned us about is more poignant now than ever. With all that said, the two parties have set up barriers to entry that generally preclude all but an extraordinarily well-known and well-financed independent to succeed.
Okay.
So with that said, the answer is possibly.
Okay. You could afford it. Your name recognition is strong. Is there any part of you saying, if not now, when would I ever do it?
Partially, Chad, but, you know, there are too many people in politics who don't take a step back and reflect on, A, what they're good at and what their country or community or state might need. And the truth is, I think people can get a lot done outside of politics, myself included. And I'm dedicating more time to that. I just invested in the Minnesota Congressional Exchange Program, which is a new program that's being led by the Citizens League in St. Paul that is bringing together Democratic and Republican members of the Minnesota legislature to get to know each other, work together. They visit their districts, rural, visiting urban, urban, visiting rural. And I think the answer, in my best use, if you will, is to encourage those programs, create space and place, and not be a candidate again. Because the fact of the matter is, once you become a candidate, you actually allocate two-thirds of your energy and capacity to doing the stuff that voters don't care about, fundraising, navigating, media interviews, building your next campaign. And I want to focus on problem solving, and there's not a lot of appetite. So the answer is possibly, if I were to run right now, I would most likely try to do so as a Democrat, but with my eyes wide open towards trying to create the very competition that I think our country deserves and politics needs.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Dean Phillips. He's in studio with us. When I asked you about Joe Biden and when you eventually ran, to me, you told the truth. You told the truth that was obvious to anyone objective. And while you did not win, I'm still glad that you challenged the fact that people were not telling us the truth. There were power brokers in this state who are Democrats who were dismissive of you, who told us Joe Biden is fine. You should see him behind the scenes. He's razor sharp. He's the best. They were not telling the truth. These are some of the people involved. Does that give you any hesitation then running as a Democrat in this state when you showed the backbone to still run as a Democrat, to salute Joe Biden as a person, but to say we need to turn the tide, and people who you know better than me agreed with you, but didn't have the courage to say it publicly?
Well, Chad, if we had ranked choice voting at the state level, that would be a darn good reason to give it a shot. But nobody in their right mind wants to be the third party spoiler who would hand the election to the very person about whom you're most concerned. And that therein lies the great fundamental challenge, I think, in American politics right now, and why we're not seeing more independent candidacies, because of the propensity to essentially defeat the party with which you used to be more aligned with,
yeah,
and hand it to the other side. And that is what happens time and time again, and I'm afraid the only answer right now is ranked choice voting. Jesse Ventura, of course, won because he had great celebrity.
Yeah.
And beat two extraordinarily well-known candidates.
Yeah. Two very qualified candidates at the time.
But it takes a perfect storm. Ross Perot. In fact, Ross Perot, what is it, 96 when he was it 92 or 92?
Yeah, 92.
You know, you might recall.
19%, right?
19%. But it was after that that both parties took concerted efforts in many, many states,
yes,
to raise the barriers to entry. And
shut it down.
And I suffered from that during the primary against Joe Biden, of course. So that I want to at least call attention to the truth. I think that's where my future is. And try to create a system that breeds competition, promotes ideas, and problem solving. And this is not rocket science. And I don't care if it's a great Republican, a great Democrat, as long as they're principled, of competency, common sense, and frankly want to actually solve problems. And we have so many. That's what I care about.
Let's pause. We have Dean for the entire hour. When we come back, does Dean Phillips believe Tim Walz made the right decision today? And why did it finally happen? Back with Dean Phillips in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.